I think I just figured out why the US, UK, and France are so adamantly pro-Israel right now. Like, we all know how to do with money, but I'm gonna tell you exactly how. This is a shout out to my uncle who told me to do some research on the Ben-Gurion Canal, and I did, and I took notes. Now, who is Ben-Gurion? He is known as the founding father of Israel. He was the first prime minister, yes, you guessed it, in 1948. And this canal is a proposal to connect the Red Sea to the Mediterranean Sea through here, right? But we already have a connection, and it's called the Suez Canal. And if you don't know the history, let's get into it. The Suez Canal was opened in 1869, and the Suez Canal Company was given a 99-year lease to own the Suez Canal. And guess who owned the Suez Canal Company? The French and the British. Now, in 1956, when the US was basically having a proxy war with the Soviet Union in that region, the Egyptian president at the time, Gamal Abdel Nasser, decided to nationalize the Suez Canal, so take it away from the British and French-owned company, essentially because the U.S. Reneged on a previous agreement to finance the Aswan Dam project that was for the Nile, getting water and electricity to the Egyptian population, etc., etc. You might be asking yourself, why do they want to build another canal? Like, we have the Suez Canal right here. Why do we need a canal through here? This is where the money comes in, baby. Without the Suez Canal right here, ships from Asia would have to go all the way down and around Africa in order to reach Europe. This canal right here currently sees the passage of 12 to 15%, depending on the source you check, of the world's trade and 10% of the global oil distribution. Just this little canal right here. Now, who benefits from this? Egypt, of course. It's their canal, right? In 2023, they broke records and made a revenue of 9.4 billion US dollars. Yay for Egypt, right? Well, how do you think the US, the UK, France, and Israel feel about that? Not good. Suez Canal was not ideal. Up until 2014, you could only go one way, which meant for 6 hours it went in one direction and 6 hours it went in the other, which was super not efficient. It was also not wide enough to accommodate some of the largest ships in the world. So what happened in 2021? You might remember this. One of the world's biggest ships jammed the Suez Canal, leading to approximately $900 million of losses. And the US was really not happy about this, and the Pentagon released a statement that this made it difficult for the movement of their military vessels, specifically to Israel, but not to worry, they had other ways. Now, when they're planning the Ben-Gurion Canal, they're planning to have it 50 meters deep, which is 10 meters deeper than the Suez Canal, and 200 meters wide, which will facilitate the biggest ships in the world going in both directions. Not only that, but directly competing with the Suez Canal, Israel projects that it would make them an annual revenue of about $6 billion a year. Plus. And now for the interesting part. There's one feature about the Suez Canal that's also really inconvenient, and that's the fact that it's built on pretty sandy shores. Now, I'm not an engineer. Now, from what I read, sandy shores are pretty inconvenient for a canal. They constantly need maintenance. But where Israel wants to dish it out to the Mediterranean Sea, it's a rocky land texture, which is ideal for these conditions. Let's zoom into this. That's the Gaza Strip. How annoying is the placement of the Gaza Strip for them? They have to actually turn the canal around so that it avoids this piece of land. Do you see where I'm getting at? They don't want ships to have to do this entire round and add a little time and inconvenience to their journey and have such close proximity to Gaza. What if they just built it through Gaza? Oh no, wait, they don't want to do that. They don't want to help the Palestinian economy. What do you mean? That would defeat the entire purpose, wouldn't it? Unless they took that land. Yeah, that's what's going on. Israel wants to seize Gaza, annex the land, take it over, so they can build their canal through it. And the US, the UK, and France are all for that, because it's going to make them a lot of money at the cost of millions of lives destroyed. Unfreaking believable. Building this canal will not only redirect trade, but historically, Arab states used the Suez Canal to put pressure on Israel. So it will not only increase Israel's geopolitical standing, but it'll also become a strategic asset for diplomatic negotiations for Israel and take away the most powerful thing the Arab states had against the US, UK, France, and Israel to keep them in line. And there you have it. That's the reason.